Once again, the word nougat, N-U-G-E-T. Get that in, WDJX.com. You could win $2,000 to buy good candy this year. Or $2,000 to buy whatever you want. We don't really even care. But yeah, get that in, WDJX.com. The Candy Crisis Cash here. Another winning word on the way in about 15 minutes on DJX. So, apparently TikTok has become the place for important life topic debates.
Again?
Like, what's the...
I feel like we've debated this before.
I know. What's old again is now new. What's the correct way to put your socks and shoes on?
Oh, dear Lord.
Sounds like a dumb question.
It is a dumb question.
TikTok is just discovering that people do it different ways.
But we discussed this, what, last year, didn't we? I feel like we did.
It's going
to be a yearly debate.
It's been several years, but yes. Answers? Yeah.
Okay.
Sock, shoe, tie, tie.
Sock, shoe, tie, shoe, tie. Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, tie, tie.
So, Kelly, what camp are you in?
I'm doing sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
You put both socks on, then you do both shoes, then you tie, tie.
Well, yeah, they're mostly just slip-on. I don't think I have many shoes that I still have to tie. I'm not a runner like you. I have my memory foam easy walkers.
If I have to bend over,
the tying part really doesn't apply to me.
If I have to bend over, it's a special day.
Exactly. Those shoes that say you don't even have to like bend over. Yeah, those are the kind of shoes I like.
You may not like my answer because I feel like it's similar to what I've said where it's choosing a side of the bed with your partner, you know?
Yeah, you change it up, which I think is psychotic. I think it's psychotic.
So I will do sock, shoe, tie, sock, shoe, tie several times in a row. Then I'll do sock.
Several times in a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, like you know, and then maybe like the following week. In a couple weeks, I'll do sock, sock, shoe, shoe. But a lot of times I do sock, shoe first. I'll do like left, and it's always left. I'll do left sock first.
Right first.
Nope. I do left sock first, left shoe first, tie, right sock second, right sock or right shoe second, and then tie.
Okay.
But then I'll change it up.
See, you know, sometimes I'll have to change it up out of necessity. Like if I'm attempting to put on the right sock or shoe and then I start to fall and I'm like, all right, I'll just do the other one.
There you go. Someone actually.
I'm tipping over.
Yes.
I'm tipping over. I'll switch it up.
Someone actually asked people this and thousands voted. And I guess sock, sock, shoe, tie was the most popular. So,
Putting both the socks together and then shoes doing, one at a time, but you got time first.
Yes, exactly. Then both socks. Then putting on your shoe, tying it, then putting on your other shoe, then tying it.
We're all my slip-on people. Am I living in a world by myself?
Maybe. Or at least you're
That just really cuts out an entire step.
Yeah, maybe you're just underrepresented.
I feel like I am. I feel like I'm a trendsetter. Like people are like, oh, you live in shoes that you don't have to tie?
You having convenient. Slip-on shoes makes you a trendsetter?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Skechers has been leading us towards that life for a very long time now.
All right.
It's not new technology.
All right. Anyways, just wanted to throw that stupid TikTok debate out there early this morning as it like I said, what's old has come around and is new again.
We'll debate it again next year. Same time, same place.
all right. Coming up next, it's a feel-good story, Kelly.
This is a really cool tradition that 8 women in the same family have carried on for over 7 decades.
All right.
That's commitment right there.
It is.
That's commitment to the bit.
We'll get to that coming up on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
So this is a really cool story you can actually see on the website, WDJX.com. 8 women from one family have worn the same wedding gown for the past 7 decades.
Oh, wow.
It all started with the late Adele Larson. She's the one that bought the gown. It's satin for her wedding in 1950 for $100.
Oh, wow.
Then she passed it on to her sister, Ellie, who then also passed it along to their other sister. 72 years later, Serena became the 8th bride and 3rd generation to wear that dress at her wedding last month.
I never considered anything else but wearing that dress. It was just a given that that's the dress I want to wear.
And look, stitched inside the dress, all of their names and wedding dates in blue.
My dress was my something borrowed, my something blue, my something
old.
So far, the dress has led to long, happy marriages, and the ladies hope the tradition continues forever.
The dress has had a fun life.
Oh, wow.
It has, and you can see it on all the brides. The video's up, WDJX.com. That's a cool tradition.
I mean, that's kind of some pressure now.
Oh, yeah. Because, oh, yeah, because then what if, like, the next bride in the family comes along, she's like, guys, not my style.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe she doesn't want to wear that old-looking thing.
I know.
Or what if one of them doesn't fit in it?
Well, I mean, you know, absolutely, there's probably been alterations made along the way.
True.
So, and, I mean, the dress is over 70 years old now. I mean, how's the fabric going to be holding up?
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know.
Pretty cool, though.
I'm hoping they can continue it as long as I want.
Yep.
Hope there's no wrenches thrown in it. It's a fun little nice story. I don't know if...
Setting the bar stories, Kelly, if you were to describe those to someone who's never heard one before, you'd say...
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, honestly, this could be either a setting the bar or a feel good, really, depending on how you look at it.
I think it's got tinges of feel good.
Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without giving away the coffin you bought for your husband, who wound up living longer than you had hoped, you're doing okay. Now, off the bat, I mean, I'm thinking coffins are kind of expensive, are they not? I've never bought one myself, but
I don't think they're cheap.
I don't feel like they're cheap.
I haven't had to buy one yet, thank goodness.
But this out of Scotland, and it was posted on Facebook Marketplace to the point where people were actually asking, is this actually real?
Yeah,
where,
she wasn't even trying to sell it. She's just trying to give it away.
Yeah, Margaret, that is. She was listing a brand new coffin she had purchased for her partner. The ad reading.
Her husband, yeah.
Yeah. The ad reading, giving away a brand new coffin, bought it for my husband, but he has lived longer than I had hoped and expected, so no longer required, and it's cluttering up my house. Pillow not included, as my dog has taken to it.
Can't have the pillow, dog likes it.
Right.
But the coffin's got to go. He's still around. And yeah, like the newspaper reached out, like, is this for real?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I bought it when I was ticked off when he was drunk.
I mean, you know, the Scottish people get a reputation and are pigeonholed as a certain type. And this could be why.
Because
of women like her, Margaret, who's like, you know what? You got drunk and I'm mad. I'm buying you a coffin.
Yeah, that's end game.
Right.
That's a statement.
Right, exactly.
That's a statement.
Some of the comments included, does it fit any husband? another commenter tagging her partner saying, early Christmas present for you.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you probably, not a lot of people, I think, have like storage just around the house for something of that size, because mm-hmm. that takes up some space.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, once it's starting to get underfoot, and then all of a sudden you got to realize you got to vacuum around it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just got to get rid of this.
Yeah, you can maybe use it. Can you use it as like a shelf, a display, plant holder? No, not really sure how it can be repurposed.
Yeah. So again.
Because again, sizable.
The feel good in this is her husband didn't actually die.
Yay! That's great news. I'm choosing to think that she is a little thankful now that she's gotten over the fact that, you know, she was mad when she bought it.
And I guess the setting the bar is, let's try not to pre-purchase the coffin for your healthy partner.
Right, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
There are other ways we can have a conversation if you think you got a little too drunk that night.
Yeah, for sure.
And like his behavior.
That is setting the bar on 99.7DJX. So I had a wild 24, 36, 48 hours.
Okay, and you didn't even have to leave your house for all this to happen?
And my niece got to witness all of it.
Oh.
So as part of her birthday present, she had a birthday recently. We said, hey, you can have a fun like sleepover at our house. You know, we'll do fun things. We'll, you know, get some pizza or whatever you want to eat. You know, it's like, you know, we'll do fun stuff, right? A little fun sleepover.
So, and how old is she?
Five.
Oh my God.
So she comes over, and at the time she comes over, it's this time that we realize, you know, and it's like, all right, well, hey, let's bake something. Let's bake like some cupcakes or cake or something like that. So we go into our like flour, sugar, grain cabinet, right? We mm-hmm. got one of those anyways. We open it up and my wife's like, Ben, come here. I walk over and there's a hole bitten out of some almond flour that we have. And I'm like, uh-oh. And so we start pulling it.
Not there when you buy it.
Yeah, so we start pulling stuff out. We see the evidence of mice.
Oh, gosh.
And this is the first time, like, we've lived in this house a while. Like, this is the first time ever.
Really?
Ever that we've experienced a mouse in our house.
Oh, gosh.
And you know, so we pull everything out. We're like, we're looking all around. Like, we see evidence. We clean it all up and everything.
Oh,
and
it's a disturbing thought,
doesn't it?
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, I can't stand it.
And meanwhile, and so then we're like, oh, okay, this makes sense now. Because probably for about a week, and we're thinking this happened fairly recently, because for about a week, my fat son, Fred, has been camped out in the kitchen by the cabinet.
Ah, and he saw the suspicious activity. He saw the invaders. He was ready to pounce. The protector.
But Kelly, he didn't do a damn thing.
Oh, he just watched?
I have four cats.
Isn't this your gig?
Yes, I know. What the hell is the point of having a cat or cats or multiple cats? I have four cats, Kelly.
Oh,
none
wow.
of them care.
None of them
none
are
of
pulling
them
their
care.
Weight?
I mean,
is this like, anything I learned from Tom and Jerry, the cartoon from all many years ago, is that, you know, cats chase mice, right? That's their thing.
So Fred was camped out next to this cabinet. He was kind of projecting that, hey, there's some stuff happening in here. I've just been kind of bearing witness to it. But, you know, no harm, no foul.
Seriously, Fred?
And,
Fred, that's your gig.
And
Fred
so,
forgot.
And so this is... So anyways, my other son, Eggs, he is a little bit more vicious. And like, I have two cats that are kind of indoor-outdoor cats, right? One of them murders birds for sport. That's Guinness.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I feel like the birds aren't doing anything wrong.
Well, I know. And again, it's all about just like, hey, let them know that they're not wanted around here.
We
you
need
know.
To redirect that towards the mice that are invading the house.
Exactly. So we bring him over to the cabinet. We're like, hey, why don't you sniff some of this out? Why don't you pick up a scent or something? You're the one who likes to murder things.
Okay.
And so we go to look for him, and he is outside murdering a mole.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
well,
yeah, okay.
You know what? That's helpful, though.
I know.
Because those are wreaking havoc in our yard, too.
And so
send him over when you're done.
And so literally, I've got mice that I'm worried about inside and a cat mm-hmm. that's not doing anything about it. I've got a cat that's outside that's murdering moles, like flipping it up in the air.
Wow.
Just completely just making it his bee.
Again, and just sending a message to the neighborhood.
And my 5-year-old niece, yourself. Who's like, this is
wild.
Absolute chaos. And
this
I love all
kingdom.
Of it. I know. She was like, this, her eyes were wide. She was like, this is, what did I step
wow.
into? Because, you know, it's like my wife and I are trying to deal with the mouse. And then all of a sudden we find out that there's a dead mole outside on our sidewalk. And I'm
gosh,
all right, I got to get this. And so like she runs out. She's like, oh my gosh, this is great. There's a mole and it's dead. And it's like,
oh, wow.
We're just,
this is right
literally,
there,
yes, wild America happening right here in my house, and my cats want nothing to do with the mouse that's inside.
Yeah,
and they want.
He's like, your four cats said, "Live and let live."
Yeah, I know,
100%.
And I looked at every single one of them, and I'm like, listen, I expect. And well, there was one of them that I was like, well, no, you're not going to do anything. But but I expected.
But the three of you,
yes.
I have higher expectations.
Yes, three of my four cats. I was like, you, and you
I need more catitude out of you.
You are
more catosity, something.
At being a cat.
Yes. Be more of a cat. Dang. I don't expect much of you. I give you food every day.
I know.
I give you shelter.
I know. So,
and all I ask in return is that you keep my side of the house.
Right. Anyways. Yeah. So, again, wild 48 hours.
My
niece witnessed it all and was just like, this is the greatest, most chaotic place I've ever been.
Have you since caught the mouse? Like, did you set traps? What? Since, you know, can't rely on the cats, have you rectified the situation or is it still?
It's in progress, Kelly. Fluid? It is in progress.
Okay.
We're at the point where I had to convince others in my house that we're going to need to set traps. We can't humanely just like pick them up by the tail and take them outside.
No, you don't just even put a sign saying, can you not live here?
No,
they're not.
No hobo mouse, please.
Yes, right. No hobo mice.
Ratatouille, take it somewhere else.
Yep. No, nope, they're not going to. Nope.
I'll keep you.
No other way to negotiate that. That's how we're negotiating chipmunks right now. We have nice little boxes that Black Diamond is inviting them to come hang out in, like nightclubs, if you will.
Yeah, maybe I need to.
Like, hey, tell your friends, come on in.
Yeah, maybe I need to investigate those little nightclubs because my cats sure as hell aren't doing anything, too.
Well, no, and our front step is falling because they have burrowed our actual concrete step fell. Like, all right, that's a problem.
They're having a party. And no, I don't need another cat. I just need my cats that I have to work properly. All right.
Yeah, you just have another training, maybe.
Right.
How to be a cat.
It's 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories.
So get to the website if you want to see this adorable video, because it's definitely worth a watch. But it's almost like this dog is trying to be funny on purpose.
Oh, all right.
Like, it understands the assignment. This toddler can't even, with this dog running back and forth, all crazy, kicking toys everywhere, destroying the living room, getting stuck in a play tent and a tunnel, and it's hysterical.
Oh, a little kid laughter, I love it.
Yeah, stuck in the tunnel. Can't get out.
Taylor,
this is a sizable dog and literally destroying the living room.
He's like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. He's got the zoomies. He's just zooming all over the place, back and forth, and the toddler is loving it. This is like, this is the best show ever. You can see the video. It's up at WDJX.com.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Bennett. I'm writing to see if you guys will call my wife with one of your phone taps.
Okay.
She's the sweetest thing in the world.
Aww.
But a little gullible.
Aww.
I'd never take advantage of that, of course.
Right.
But you could, LOL.
All right, so Robert Hassenpepper is new to the neighborhood and is actually missing a cat.
Oh, no.
So he's going to need some help finding it. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, is this Kimberly?
Yeah, it is.
Kimberly, hello. Nice to finally talk to you. Robert Hassenpepper. Now, we haven't met, but I know your husband, Bennett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you see, we recently moved into the neighborhood about a block away, and I met him when I was on a walk going by your house.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So he gave me your number, said you guys could help me out if I needed anything, and actually, I do have a small favor to ask.
Okay.
Now, Bennett said, you work from home, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. Well, I'm at my work, which is not at home, and I need a little help. I got an alert from my doorbell camera of some activity at my front door, and I checked, and it looked like it was my cat running out the front door.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I guess I didn't close it all the way, and she must have worked her fat little tush through there and just took off.
Wow, okay. So do you want me to keep an eye out for her?
Well, if you could, that'd be wonderful, but could you actually take a look out the window? I mean, she's a big, fat, orange tabby.
Sure, hang on. I'm in the living room by the window right now.
Do you see anything? Maybe hiding in some bushes or around the trash or something like that? I don't know.
No, I'm looking out my front window, and there's no cats that I can see.
Okay, could you do me a favor? I mean, I can't get away from work until later. I'm really just kind of panicking here. I don't know where she is, this new neighborhood, all that, but I kind of feel like she might be around your yard since she was heading in that direction when she took off.
Okay.
So, could you open the window and call her? I mean, she's actually pretty good about coming when someone calls her name.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd really appreciate it. She's so very important to me.
I guess. What exactly do you want me to do?
Okay, well, just call her name out of the window. We're out your front door, and just see if she pops up and shows her little cutie little face there. Her name's Meowly.
Meowly?
Yeah, Meowly. Well, her full name is actually Meowly Cyrus.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cute.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that maybe if you call her, we'll get lucky. My little kitty cat will come running.
And the name's Meowly?
That's right. Meowly Cyrus.
Right. I feel a little funny doing this.
I know, but I really appreciate it.
I have the window open. Let me try. Meowly. Meowly Cyrus.
That's not... Well, I mean, I appreciate it, but I just wasn't very loud.
What's wrong?
Well, it wasn't very loud. I'm not sure she'd be able to hear you. Could you try it again, maybe a little louder?
I guess so. Meowly Cyrus.
Okay, that's better. Could you call her like I call her? Like what I say is, meow, meow, Meowly Cyrus.
I don't know. There's some people on my sidewalk down the block. I feel kind of funny doing this.
Oh, come on, Kimberly. We're new to the neighborhood, and Meowly Cyrus doesn't really even know her way around yet. I'd hate for her to get lost so soon or even hurt.
Okay, I guess so.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you got to do it nice and loud. Meow. Meow, Meowly Cyrus.
Meow, meow, Meowly Cyrus. Are you out there, Meowly?
Any sign of her?
Meow.
Any sign of her? It must have worked. You did great. Must have worked.
No, I'm sorry. I don't see her.
No. Well, that just hurts. I appreciate you, though. I don't know. Maybe somebody will hear this on the radio and call in and say they see her. What do you think?
What do you mean on the radio?
Oh. I must have forgot to tell you. This is actually Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and you're on 99.7 DJX. It's called a phone tag.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. And guess whose idea it was?
My husband called you, didn't he?
Right.
God. Okay, that's actually kind of hilarious. I guess I can't be too mad.
No. And you know what? Why were you not suggesting that you play, like, Party in the USA or something?
I need you to call her by saying, meow, put your hands up. Butterflies fly away.
It's Party in the USA.
Party in the USA, Meowly.
Comes running every time.
It's the climb.
Meowly Cyrus. Oh, my gosh. How many people are going to name their cat that now?
I just want to see you again. Ha, there you go. That is your phone tap. On 99.7. All right, diving into the DMs. You know, if you've ever got an issue and you're like, you know what? Hey, I just want a different opinion on this or some unbiased opinion. That's where we come in. Just
exactly.
Yeah, shoot us a DM at Ben and Kelly Show.
Glenn said, hey, Ben and Kelly. So my BFF is a beautiful blonde woman.
No.
She's been my friend as long as I've been married to my amazing wife. Whenever she doesn't want to go for a beer, mountain bike, or whatever, she has me call my friend. Now she's just my bud, nothing more. I spend a lot of time trying to hook her up with the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends think it's weird that my BFF is a hot chick and my wife doesn't mind at all.
Okay.
To the point that when my wife went on a 10-day trip to visit family, she had my friend come over and stay with me.
Oh.
Now my wife knows that I know where my bread is buttered.
Uh-huh.
And fully trust me. But others do not, and I hear the rumors all the time. So does your significant other allow you to have attractive friends of the opposite sex, and is that okay?
Wow. Well, hey, you know what? Good on you, Glenn. If you've got a trusting wife and what you say is actually true.
You want to see a picture,
I
mean, don't you?
I would love to.
Of the hot friend, just for research purposes.
I mean, I think that would.
So you can fully judge, in your opinion.
Yeah, I can fully then throw my best opinion forward. No, mm-hmm. I mean, every relationship is its own thing. And as long
unique
as.
Unique thing, yeah.
Yeah, and as long as you and your wife have an understanding and a trust in one another,
I mean, does she have a hot male friend that you're cool with? Or maybe if she doesn't, would you be okay with?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes down to trust. He isn't indicating at all that he has found, you know, his best friend, like, attractive. He knows that mm-hmm. she's beautiful, but hasn't said, I'm attracted to her.
This is true.
And if I wasn't with my wife, I'd want to be with her. He has not said that.
Right, because
I think this could truly be like she is an actual sister.
I mean, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. I think that I would probably draw the line, and I think my wife would draw the line on having my hot, attractive friend come up and stay.
Stay with them.
Right,
yeah,
right. I think
probably not
that's
necessary.
Probably where
you're a big boy, you could probably stay at the house by yourself.
Yeah, I think that's where. I mean, if she had a dude that was an attractive guy that, you know, she's been best friends forever.
Uh-huh.
I would probably be like, yeah, no, I mean, you're
it's not necessary.
Good.
Thanks, though.
Yeah. You don't need to. You don't need to check in with her. You don't need to stay at her place. That's not necessary. But I mean, other than that,
he's annoyed with like people spreading rumors and thinking that there's something going on. But if he knows there's nothing going on, and his wife knows there's nothing going on, and the friend knows there's nothing going on, and never will, then I think, you know, you guys do you.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that, but
not everybody could.
I was going to say, I think Glenn, good on you, man. Like I said, but back to my original statement. I think that hey, sometimes you just gotta put the blinders on, and what works for you and your wife works for you and your wife. It doesn't matter what other people think.
Exactly, and you know the only thing that becomes a problem is if your friend or you start to cross the line with the thoughts.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. And good luck, Glenn. Thank you for the DM. It's a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Is that like a new little theme song you just made up?
Yeah,
that's kind of cute.
I'll say hi to Sarah calling us from Highview. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
So Sarah's got black hair. She's a real estate appraiser, and she literally just had a baby Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yes, little girl.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah, a little busy.
Yeah. So, Sarah, if that weren't enough, Sarah's also got a kindergartner that she's dealing with and a senior, so.
Oh, wow. Hey, built-in babysitter, yay.
Yes, but a night in Nashville would be great.
Yeah, you'll be ready by then. Yeah,
you will.
For sure.
You're like, Glenn, I'm leaving all you here, and I'll see you in a couple days.
Mama's not out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be much needed by then.
All right, Sarah, little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Okay, so you're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out, did this story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Here we go. First one.
So I cried when my waiter called me Pudgy.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's mean.
It is, a little bit. Little kid, drunk adult, waiter like called either. Him Pudgy.
Little kid?
Okay.
I'll go ahead just for the sake of argument and say drunk adult.
Okay. All right, so Kelly says drunk adult. Sarah, you say a little kid. It was?
I was a little kid.
There it is,
oh
little kid.
I was very insecure about my weight. My waiter noticed that I ate 5 slices of pizza in one sitting.
Whoa.
And he said, that's impressive even for a pudgy kid.
Oh.
And I instantly started crying in front of the whole restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I would too. Oh, no. Oh, he probably didn't get it.
I know. That was just kind of a sad one.
Oh, no.
Like, poor buddy.
Really sad.
He probably
had a glow up.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He had a glow up.
Sarah, it's you're fine. 1-for-1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I crapped in a hat while driving on a road trip.
All right, but who hasn't, really?
Oh, God!
went number 2 in a hat on a road trip.
Drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult. Kelly.
I'll agree.
Both of you say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is. Drunk adult.
Oh, wow.
My friend and I were heading to the Keys. I ate some sausage for breakfast, and it didn't really agree with me.
Oh.
And I also had a few white Russians, which was really not a good choice. And then once we hit the 7-mile bridge, I got a taste of bubble guts, long story short, I could not hold it, and I ended up grabbing in my hat because our driver would not hold it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, you're on a bridge.
Yeah.
So, not safe. Sausage and white Russians. Not a good combination.
What a combo.
Good life lesson.
Sarah, you're 2 for 2.
Yay.
Slaying the game.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So here's my story. I was kicked by a pony.
Kicked by a pony.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, a pony. I thought he said police. I thought this took a turn.
Wow, that would have been quite a turn.
Yeah, that would have been a much different story.
Little kid?
This could be an overly affectionate drunk adult. Like just trying to give the pony a hug or something.
Okay, Kelly's saying drunk adult.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Sarah, you're saying little kid?
A drunk adult.
All right, so you changed it up. All right, you're saying
did
drunk
I leave
adult.
For a stray or not?
Oh, all right. What was it?
I was a little kid.
Oh,
oh God!
You should have
you
stuck
been
with
perfect, and I wrecked
original.
It.
Original.
I wrecked it.
Never
wrecked
listen to
it.
Kelly. Never listen to her.
Kelly
judgment.
Yeah, I was at a birthday party, and some other kid tried to feed the pony. Just didn't ride all the kids some ice cream. And I just happened to be standing behind it at the time. And apparently the pony loved the cookies and cream so much that it just pulled off and kicked me right in the chest.
Oh.
And I was, you know, crying. And all the other kids were laughing at me.
Okay. All right. Well,
wow.
You know what, Sarah?
Dangerous.
We're still going to give you the prize. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay!
Wait, let me put my baby down.
Yes, right. Hey, here's the thing. Sarah, just try not to have any more kids before next July, all right?
I won't be. We're done.
I mean,
Okay, good.
I mean, you know how it works, I'm assuming, right?
I think you figured it out.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, hang on the line another quick sec, Sarah. We're going to get more information
all
from
right,
you, okay?
Thank you
all right.
So
all right, hang on.
Oh,
hang
my gosh.
Oh,
I totally wrecked it.
You did?
I wrecked her. Perfect score.
Yeah, she was perfect, and she would have been perfect.
Oh,
had she just...
I planted that seed of doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was awful.
All right, there it is. Little kid, drunk adult. By the way, if you want to participate, if you want to give us a story, all you have to do is voice note it. Just, like, record it on your phone. Super easy.
Yeah, and then email us at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Yep, and then you could be featured in Little Kid, Drunk Adult, all right, on 99.70JX. I think when we get into a relationship, I think we all kind of have an internal timeline of how the relationship will progress.
Yeah, when I got to, you know, my later dating years, mm-hmm. I figured I'm going to give it about 6 months. And if he hasn't figured it out, I'm moving on.
Right. And maybe that's not something that you tell your boyfriend out the gate. Like, hey,
that
you know
internal.
What?
I was telling that to myself.
Right. Exactly. It's like, hey, just so you know, if we're not engaged in 6 months, I'm out. I mean, he'd think you were absolute bat blank crazy.
And I didn't say that I needed to be engaged in 6 months. We need to be having a serious discussion. Like that's where we're headed.
Right. Okay.
Like
yes.
This is long term. This has future potential.
But even out the gate, if you were to say that, I mean, still, I think that would be like, the guy'd be like, Kelly is a little bit nuts.
I gotta go.
I just remember I have to do something over here forever. And so
I have a thing at the place and I gotta go.
I've gotta go.
I just remembered.
Yeah. So I don't think Aaron's doing is unlike maybe what a lot of people do. But she's kind of throwing down the ultimatum to herself and to her boyfriend,
yes.
But he doesn't even know.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, my friends think it's unfair that I'm giving my boyfriend a silent ultimatum, and I wanted your thoughts.
Okay.
It's a backstory. I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We moved in together 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was all for getting a place with him because he was always talking like he wanted to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep thinking he's going to propose, but he has yet to pop the question.
Okay.
Every big day just comes and goes. My birthday, our anniversary, Christmas, New Year's Eve, etc., yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
I always get expectations and then nothing. It's to the point now where I want to get married and have kids. I'm done waiting. I feel like he's stringing me along. He's a bit older than me. He's 42. And he has always said he wants a family. But my question is, what the heck are you waiting for? All caps. I had to read it like that. My clock is ticking. I want to start working on a family. I want to be married. And, you know, I want to be married when I get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask? I've decided that he has through Christmas and New Year's to propose. After that, I'm moving out and I'll find a guy who wants to have a family.
Wow.
I haven't said anything to him. So it's not one of those ultimatum situations. But the two friends I have told think this is dirty and unfair to him.
Okay.
So are you guys with me on this one? Thanks.
Wow. See, Aaron, I think brings up something that maybe we all have thought in our heads.
Yeah.
If he doesn't propose by this date, I'm out.
Yeah. But I do feel like we need to clue him into that. I think it's time to just have a conversation like, hey, I just wanted to assess what's going on. I love you, but these are some things that I want for our future, and I want to know if you want the same things.
Why buy the house when you can get the milk for free?
Buy the house?
I mean the cow. Maybe that's why I never understood that phrase.
That's probably why. You're getting it wrong. Yeah.
Yes. Great question.
The kids are the biggest thing. She said, I think he wants to have a family, so It's not unreasonable to say, hey, when were you thinking? Because I was thinking now.
Right. You know, I mean, she said he's a bit older than she is. So assuming she's maybe in her 30s, you know, biologically speaking. Yeah. I mean,
she wants to get started. Yeah.
Well, for sure. Because you are getting to the age where it is going to get a little bit more difficult to have.
Oh, I get why people have kids in their 20s. You have a lot more energy. They require a lot of energy.
You know, Eric brings up a good point. Why does he have to propose? Maybe she should just propose to him.
She could. But, you know, if there are a lot of women who are traditionalists and want the romance of the man coming up with the proposal, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know this guy, but it sounds like he might just like laugh and say, oh, yeah, you know, we'll get there or something. You know, almost like one of those not take it seriously because she asked him sorts of guys.
Well, yes. And so I think that's why she needs to sit down. They need to have a little come to Jesus, you know, state of the union kind of conversation. Like, what's happening with us? Where do you see us going? Because this is what I was wanting and I want that now.
Who has been in this situation? I want to hear from you.
Did it work?
Yep. 502-571-9970. Like if you had this ultimatum in your head, but then you vocalized it to your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you were like, hey, we need to be moving forward by this date. And it happened, or what happened? I think that'll help Aaron's situation here. So at least she can know whether or not she's playing dirty or playing fair or whatever.
She's not playing dirty if she clues him into it. If she just keeps it to herself and gives him this silent deadline that he doesn't know about, and then he fails, and then she bolts, I don't think that's fair. You do run the risk, though, when you start this conversation, that you're not going to hear what you want to hear.
Yep. 502-571-9970. This is group therapy. So Erin has been in a relationship with her boyfriend for 7 years. And she's been silently giving him until Christmas, New Year's to propose.
Yeah, and we're thinking, okay, you can't keep that silent. You need to have a conversation with him and tell him, listen, I see marriage and kids in our future and immediate future. So are you still wanting that? We got to make this happen because not getting any younger, that kind of stuff. We've got a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Stephanie said, you do you. My husband and I dated 8 years before he proposed. We've been together for 28 years, married for 18.
Oh,
we have two daughters.
Okay.
It was worth the wait. I would do it all over again, even the waiting.
Oh.
I guess ask yourself if you can live without him or if you want to. If you can, then move on. If the answer is no, then wait, but have a conversation with him. Yeah. And then Kimberly said, been there, done that. After 10 years, told him my idea. And when he did propose, it was awkward and forced. That was the moment I knew it wouldn't work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Only Eric was like engaged for 16 years. My ultimatum was you got to get your credit score and finances under control before we get married. Never happened. We split. Yikes.
Yeah. Jamie said, I got to the point in a relationship and at the time I didn't realize the relationship was so bad. I just needed a tangible excuse to leave. So maybe that's what she is rationalizing in her own head.
Wow. Kind of, she's just, I think, coming to terms with the fact that maybe the things that she wanted, maybe he no longer wants. Mm. Maybe he said at one point he wanted them, but he's changed his mind, which is why he hasn't really done much to make it happen.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. Well, he calls our show all the time, and he always has such great advice. Andrew, the love doctor, what's your thought on this?
She's absolutely 100% wrong. She's got to do exactly, absolutely. I don't know. What is wrong with people? I don't know what's wrong. Kelly's absolutely right. Have a conversation. Relationships are about communication. You've both got to be on the same page. Have a conversation. If he's in with it, great. Move forward. If he's not, make another decision. But good God, 7 years? I would have thought by now they would have talked about that in depth and in detail. And
if he's not, I would have had this conversation 5 years ago, for sure.
Absolutely. And if she's not bringing it up to him, then she's as guilty as he is. Have a conversation. She's absolutely 100% wrong in this situation by saying, oh, by Christmas, I'm out. He's going to go, wait a minute, what the heck, right? No. Have a conversation. Man up, woman up, whatever. Just do it. My gosh, people.
Yeah,
not hard.
Because I feel like he's probably, especially if she's not communicating this or this deep desire of hers to him as clearly as she did to us, that he's thinking everything's fine.
Right.
He's comfortable. He's comfortable, guys. Yeah, he's comfortable. And maybe he's got complacent. He's thinking, oh, everything is great. She needs to have a conversation. You've got to communicate in relationships, guys. The longer you're together, communication becomes more key and more important than ever. Good Lord, it's not hard.
Did you see my happy dance that Andrew the Log Doctor said that I was like absolutely right again?
100% spot on, Kelly.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always for your sound
partner
opinion on these situations.
Sorry, Ben. Keep on loving, guys.
Yeah, all right, thanks, buddy. All right, and Caitlin says, look, to me it sounds like you've wasted the last 7 years of your life. Honestly, I would straight up just ask him, where is this relationship going? Because if it's not going to the altar, then I'm out. I've known couples who dated for several years before getting married, but they were a lot younger. Yeah, that was one of the things that she said is that, you know, he's 42. She's younger than him, but like it's
not like they're trying to get like finances in order or, mm-hmm. or getting like life things in place first before they do all that. It sounds like they've been there, done that. They're ready for that. She just needs to communicate like, listen, I really, you've said that you've wanted this for our future. And so when were you thinking? Because I was thinking like now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. Keep us posted on what you do. You deserve happiness. He deserves happiness.
Yeah. Missy said, you know what? I didn't do it as an ultimatum. I did tell him that either marry me or let me go. I said, I love you, but I want to have at least one child. In my head, I had a deadline. Didn't convey that to him. He proposed New Year's Eve, and it'll be 25 years next month.
Wow.
So it can work. You just have to sometimes lay it out and say, hey, maybe he just needs a little prodding.
Okay.
You know, just like, hey, are we still on the same page about this?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
when were you thinking?
Yeah.
When were you thinking?
Are you thinking like next weekend? Are you thinking next year?
Were we thinking soon?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'm feeling like a special occasion could come up.
Aaron, good luck. All right. Still to come this hour, we'll get to phone taps. And then there's a Setting the Bar story that involves...
I love cone.
The corn kid, I love cone. It's cone.
All right. Yes. It's Ben and Kelly on... All right. Setting the Bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Congratulations, Hoosiers. You're making the show. Courtesy of
Teresa. Not a good way.
Yeah, courtesy of Teresa. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $2,000 from a roadside corn stand that operates on the honor system, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of corn.
I love corn. Corn. I hope you have a corn-tastic day. It's corn. It's awesome.
Yeah, obviously Teresa hates this kid because... the 67-year-old woman out of Indiana is now facing charges for stealing from one of those stands. Now, listen, this happened.
How much corn was that? $2,000? Did she have an entire pickup truck and just take all of it?
So here's
the entire inventory?
How it all happened. From about July to about September, she would stop at this small family-run stand there in Indiana that would sell corn. And she did it at least 18 times, they said.
Okay, so she spread it out. Wasn't just, you know, one smash and grab
right
in the pickup truck.
Right.
Got
she would stop and she would reach into the box like she was making change, like I'm going to drop a 20 in and I'm going to pull out, you know, 10 or whatever. But then she'd walk away with a wad of money. So instead of taking out change, she'd take a lot of money out, right?
Oh, gosh.
So all in all, about $2,000 and not even to mention the corn that she was stealing.
Okay, so that's in addition yes. to the corn.
Yes. So oh, the
I
family
thought they were valuing the corn at $2,000.
No.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Then the family was like, "Huh, something doesn't seem right." So they put up security cameras. Then they realized what was happening, and
yeah.
They had her on video. Teresa tried to deny it, saying, "That's not me."
That wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
Somebody looks exactly like me. I got a doppelganger out there.
Yeah, and eventually they were like, no, no, no. Here, we have the proof. Let's show you the video of you. And that's when she actually fessed up, and now she's facing 18 counts of felony theft. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a... And maybe they think about hiring somebody to work the stand.
Yeah, or you know what? I mean, hey, I get it. If you...
I love corn.
Yeah, yes. I mean, if you love corn as much as that kid, or maybe as much as Teresa.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are ways that you can go about getting it that are legal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, paying for it.
Paying for it, right? That's the number one way. So there you go. There's setting the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $2,000 and some corn.
I love count.
Cone.
From a roadside corn stand, then you're doing okay.
Or are you not playing the song? Oh. We need the corn song.
I know.
Come on, that
I hope
slaps.
You have a corn-tastic day. It's cone. It's awesome.
All that.
If I had it with butter, everything changed.
Everything changed. All this late night talking. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX and another shot at $2,000. Tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 and going until 9, we are fast, furious, and intense with the winning words, all right?
It's a freight train of money.
Yes.
It's barreling through our show.
Yes, exactly.
It is, yes, we are bribing you to listen to the entire program if you want all the chances.
Absolutely.
We'll be honest and transparent about that, but 100%. You know, it's all good. 100%. We're calling a spade a spade.
Yes. So again, that is coming up tomorrow morning here on 99.7 DJX. So, hopefully you will get on the winning end of that $2,000 that we're giving you an opportunity at every single day here.
You know what? Teresa could have used that to buy legitimate corn from the stand in Indiana.
Yeah, forget big candy. She could just do it to buy corn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then she wouldn't live on our program as an example of what not to do as a corn thief.
I know. No one wants to be labeled as a corn thief.
Exactly.
Right. So... all right. What else, Kelly?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.